Hey, podcast. So I just got finished watching the Packers Bears game, the opening game for the NFL's 100th season. And I found myself kind of doing what I've done some other times, just kind of like tweeting out my thoughts on certain things and trying to like write down a few things. And I decided to make voice notes this time because, you know, I started this podcast and I thought it might be cool. After a little while of doing it, I kind of just realized, like, maybe I can just, like squish together an episode, you know, of just, like, some random thoughts, things that I see and the way that I see it when I'm watching the game. It was pretty interesting this time because I've been doing some pro football focus work, and so I've been staring at football fields and analyzing player substitutions and player formations and lineups, pre-snap movements, things like that. For the last like month, and so to watch my first NFL game was very cool. After seeing and studying all that kind of stuff, I'm watching the game differently, I'm noticing different things, and I'm understanding things differently. So I just thought I would kind of share it. I wonder if it has value. I don't know if it does for like people around me right now, but hey, here's an example of how I can just kind of document something and just share thoughts with the world for you know, in a way that might pay off for the sake of the story, you know, in the coming days, weeks, months, years, who knows. But documentation is the name of the game, right? So here we go. I hope you enjoy some of the thoughts that I share. I think partially I just kind of did it for me as well, so I can kind of create a reference manual for myself. On when I learn something or notice something. So I'm thinking about doing this for like the weekend of NFL and just kind of documenting my thoughts over the course of a normal Sunday, because I was trying to, you know, article and do it after the fact, and that didn't work out. I tried to just kind of capture it in note form, blog form, and nothing really seemed to catch, but I wonder if I'll be able to do this because, you know, recording 2 minutes or 30 seconds or whatever of a thought might be worth pausing or letting the games, the rest of the game play on mute while I do that. So I might just try this out. So this is my very long introduction to this relatively short episode. I've got three snippets of moments in the game where I just kind of either muted or paused and just shared what I noticed, saw, learned, something I realized, why or how something was being analyzed the way that it was by the experts. It's pretty cool, actually. It's kind of interesting for me personally. I don't think it's really going to be that interesting for everyone. But if you listen through, thanks for listening and enjoy. Happy 100th NFL season, everyone. Enjoy the year. I'll see you on Sunday, I guess. Yeah. Standing up right here. You fuck around on that right speakers in your system, it should be something like this. So I don't know if you heard that, but that was really cool. Okay, so there's the Chicago Bears kicker, Eddie Pinheiro, who played soccer in high school, went and his dad thought he might be able to kick field goals, so he took him to Alabama, and he got a full scholarship from Nick Saban while he was there. So on their way back home, they stopped by the Gators, and he just kicks a couple field goals, and they offer him a full scholarship. And because his parents couldn't afford to send him to Alabama for school, he played for the Gators. And Nick Saban apparently sent him a letter. And then so he missed the field goal to advance the Bears to the playoffs last year. And then, so that was the double doink, which, you know, they lost the game because of, I'm pretty sure. And then he comes in the first quarter of today's game and kicks a field goal. Like, that's pretty clutch. And what a monkey to get off your back. So that was really cool. And then after that, he must have been feeling real good because he kicked the kickoff out of bounds. So, way to mess that up.
That's crazy.
Good for him for coming back like that. You're taking a big field goal. That's as big as any probably in your career. Because of what it can do to your like mental state as a kicker after that and going forward. So, okay, so we just learned why it's possible or how it's possible for a receiver to take a leap from year to year. We often hear about like experts calling the breakout receivers, but it sometimes is hard to like understand. So they did a pretty good job of explaining it just now. If you're watching the game, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Green Bay Packers receiver, last year, you know, he didn't put up great numbers, but Rodgers said like he's super fast, but he doesn't know what he's doing. Like he doesn't know where to go. So he just caught the first like positive play of the evening, it seems like, for the Packers. It was a 47-yard throw in the second quarter. And on the play, the Bears clear out the center of the field. Like they don't leave a safety back there. And Scantling runs like a flag post kind of route. I don't know what they call it, but basically running to the outside and then back inside. So he hit that soft spot in the back of the Bears defense. And Rodgers, you know, it was on like a fake, like I think it was a double fake. And so the Bears had been defending those plays all evening and had success. And finally, the Packers burned them because they bit on the fakes. So Rodgers turns around and waits, and then he tosses this pass. And that's why people say terms like they're an explosive offense, because once they figure out how they can beat you, they're going to beat you. And they have the ability to. They have the weapons to. So when people talk about weapons, this is what it means. We have a speed guy who knows where he's going now. And if you play us a certain way, like with no safety in the middle of the field, we're going to burn you with this dude because now he knows where he's going. Rodgers can throw that pass every time. The offensive line can hold the defense long enough. The running back is enough of a threat to like get that attention from the defense. So that fake works. The end around, the reverse player, like for example, is dangerous enough that the defense has to pay attention to them. So that's why weapons are important. And that's why offenses also change when people lose individual players. So like if the starting tight end is out, like for the Bears he is tonight, it can be less, like it can change the entire offense because now the defense doesn't have to respect that tight end because they know he's not that skilled to be a threat to them. So they let him go and they cover the middle of the field where Scantling would have caught the ball instead. You know what I mean? Like, because they've got a nickel corner in, or like they have a secondary player in instead of a linebacker playing the tight end, you know? So anyways, I just want to share that. This is why they talk about breakouts in the second year and how leading and putting in a full off season can be such an impact for a guy. Okay, wow. So 12 minutes in the fourth quarter, 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Green Bay 7, Chicago 3. The Bears started a drive at 13 and they got out of there with a defensive personal foul call helping the Bears get out of the hole. And they got all the way down to like the Packers 40, I think. And then they did like three penalties in a row and they got first and 40. And then it ended up fourth and 31. So they're now, instead of like potentially kicking a field goal with like a third and or a fourth and three at the Green Bay 35. All these penalties is 4th and 31, like their own 35. So the position on the field, you would think, has just shifted in Green Bay's favor. But here's the impact of special teams, and here's the importance of kickers. The Bears kicker just came in and pinned the Packers with a punt back to their own, I'm just looking for it, 6. Because they got a penalty as well, I believe. So that kicker just had a massive impact on the game. But, and after the offense fucked up, special teams came in and saved their asses because they should have been kicking a field goal, and instead they punted from their own end zone. Packers should have good field position, but now they're back on their own 6, and they're backed up worse than the Bears were. So can the Packers now get out?
But had that kicker not made that nice punt, it could have been at like the 35 or the 40 or like something, like 25. It makes a big difference. So, impact of special teams.